Yes, not 1900 turns out to be quite a good place to start, although the science of 1900 is different as well as similar to what we have now. It was a smaller scale enterprise, so physics experiments tend to be of a sort of laboratory desk scale, for example. The electron had only been, in a sense, discovered for 3 years by 1900, because it was identified as such in 1897. New phenomena like radioactivity were the most exciting cutting-edge observations and discoveries of the day. It was a phenomenon that wasn't understood. You were still 5 years away from Einstein's special relativity papers and his other developments of 1905. So it got a lot of things going on around the turn of the century in physics. In the life sciences too, you have a situation where Darwin's theory of evolution has been, you know, that was 40 years before, that was in 1859. So, but by 1900, you know, many scientists didn't believe Darwin's picture. So you have sort of the low point really of Darwinism in the late 19th century. Other theories of what could be driving variation and change in the living world. In astronomy, you have a situation where basically the picture is we live in one big galaxy, right? And it's a static picture. You know, we could see the night sky using just visual light, and the picture we had was of stars with a few nebula and things. And of course, in the 20th century, that's all going to change. You know, we now have a picture of an immense universe which is expanding away from us, with all kinds of other strange phenomena like dark energy and dark matter, which no one had any inkling of in 1900. So the sciences were quite different around 1900, but it's also a good period of time to change, because it was just around then that, you know, many of the developments in modern physics and biology take off as well.